Yeah, we're holding Bez Hashem Klal Hey in the middle, towards the end of Siv Vav, and the Mechaber says that the Chofetz Chaim is telling us that when a person speaks Lashon Hara, when a person says something, for one person it could be a praise, and for another person it could be a genai. And he says, V'chein binyan zeh b'inan l'chaveiro. Im yisaper alodim b'inani shim isnai kach v'kachim schiro. Lo yiloi zeh b'inan l'gnai. If you talk to just a regular guy and say and speak to him about how he treats his servants, his workers rather, and you know he says, you know, he makes them come on time, he's very medagdic that they have to be there exactly on time or whatever, and you know he has a certain amount that he gives them for lunchtime or whatever, or if they do something wrong he gets upset and he would yell at them. So then that's not a gnai, because for an average person that's an okay hanhaga. But if you're going to say about a very chosh of a person that he's makbid that those guys come on time and they can't come a minute late, or if they stay 1 minute later for on their lunch break, so then that's going to be a gnai. Then that's not what's expected, the behavior of such a person. Therefore, it's hard to write on paper all the ways, different ways that a person could stumble in Lashon Hara. Take the words of the Rambam as a crown for your head. And remember this rule. The chol davar, anything, shem yisparsem, if people would find out about it, it could cause that he could get hurt. Or his money could suffer. Or it'll cause him aggravation. Ola hafchido, or will cause him to be scared. Hareza lashon hara, that's lashon hara. If there's anything that's going to have a negative impact on somebody else, is lashon hara. V'zoyer achin, and be careful, my brother. Shal yate oischa yetzer lemor, don't let the yetzer trick you with the following gemara. Halo amru chazal said, kol ma daloch sani l'chavrach l'savit. What's hated unto you, don't do unto others. V'tit elohim, and you'll make a mistake. Ma marti alav, what did I say about him? Shu'ein aloy mitayra, rak sholosh arba shoyz b'yayim. All I said about him is that he doesn't learn Torah more than 3 or 4 hours a day. He says, v'halavai shoyoyim malay shani aloy mitayra, sholosh arba shoyz b'yayim. Halavai, they'd say about me that I only learn Torah 3 or 4 hours a day. So what's wrong with saying about this Kol guy that he learns only 3 or 4 hours a day? So he says, he says, I don't have to love him more than I love me, and I don't mind if people say that about me. So he says, that doesn't matter. Binyani hatstoka. Notice if people say, listen, he gives an $18 check to everybody who comes. So that were $5 check. So for me, I wouldn't mind if people said about me that every single person I gave $5. You know, I'm working for somebody else. I don't have a parnasa. And everybody who comes, I give $5. But if you're talking about this multimillionaire, and you say he gives $5 to a person, so my daloch sani l'chavrach l'sabit, it's not hated on to me. So what's wrong with doing it? He says, no. He says, abem ezeu toast, it's a big mistake. The kavanas ha-gemara koda my daloch sani hainu, im ho-yisa b'madrigosa, if you were in his position, ho-yedova sesoni l'cha, it would be hated on to you. Ubem ezeu toli l'fihish, adibrola v'amokam azman. And all these things depend about the person, the place, the time. If according to the circumstance, this will be something which is detrimental, so then it's Lashon Hara. Then the Chofetz Chaim tells us another halacha, which I'm not sure what he means. He says, just like you're not allowed to say something negative about your friend, Kain al chafotzav also lohitzi diba. So too, you can't speak Lashon Hara about his merchandise. V'zeh motzi ma'oid b'avneseinu harabim, and this is very common, shechen v'niyechad motzi diba al nichsi chen v'niyacher, that one storekeeper will say, the other guy, his stuff is inferior quality, v'chol chai gavne v'niyakine because of jealousy, v'zui Lashon Hara gemura midaraisa, and this is a real Lashon Hara. So I don't know what the pshat in this Chofetz Chaim is. You know, is the avla because you said Yankel's shirt is a cheap shirt? You know, is it because on the shirt there's an Easter of speaking Lashon Hara? Well, the Yisr is not because of the shirt. The Yisr is because you're causing Yankel now to get to lose business. So what's the difference how I say it, how I'm saying it? The point is, I can't say something which is going to cause Yankel to lose Parnasa. That's Lashon Hara. So it happens to be the address is a shirt. I mean, what's the Chiddush? Is the Chavetz Chaim saying any Chiddush here or not? As it's poshut, if you're going to say this guy's merchandise is no good, or if I say this guy uses a bad hammer, when he bangs nails and he uses a bad hammer and it makes a dent in the building, so is the problem because I'm saying the Lashon Hara on the hammer? And the point is, you know, it doesn't matter the hammer is just an instrument. The Lashon Hara is because the mice are hurting this guy's parnasa. So it could be the Chavetz Chaim is not telling me any Chiddush. Just maybe somebody would want to maybe make that mistake and think, oh, I didn't say anything about him. I just said his merchandise. But that's the Chayra, you know, not a Chiddush. And the last sif in Klal Hei, Yisr Sipa Lashon Hara Shasra Teira, L'sapi B'nus Chaver Afil Al Emes, Hu Afil B'Yichidi. The Yisr of saying Lashon Hara is even if you just tell one person, the Kolshkin, L'sapi B'Shnayim Dvar Grunus Al Chaver. And surely to say it with two people about it. And it's much worse if two people are saying Lashon Hara than if one person is saying. Because if two people are saying the same thing about this guy, that this guy's real cheap or he's not smart or whatever, people will believe him more. And if you hear it from two people, so the person will surely be that hurt. At any time, the Chavetz Chaim says, don't make a mistake, any time I say it, I mean even if it's two people. Unless the Chavetz Chaim is going to tell us clearly that if two people say it in a Bezdin, etc., then there wouldn't be an Isra of Lashon Hara. Then we begin Klal Vav, which has two very important sugyas, which are both, you know, tough sugyas. One sugya is the sugya is what is the Isra of Kabbalah Lashon Hara? What is the Isra of listening or accepting Lashon Hara? What exactly is that Isra? That's number one. And the second thing that he's going to discuss here is what do you do if you're at a banquet or at a dinner, a shul dinner, not our shul, but a shul dinner or something like that, and somebody at the table starts to speak Lashon Hara? What do you do? So if you're, you know, like I said over from Rabbi Miller Zatzal, when my father-in-law, Zichrono Livracha, asked him about going to when his uncle or something, or aunt was Nifter, and it was going to be rabbi was going to be a conservative rabbi, a reform rabbi, and he asked whether he can go to the Levaya, because, you know, he doesn't know what this rabbi is going to say. So Rav Mill told him very straight. He said, if this, you know, rabbi starts beginning to speak Lashon Hara, then you get up and you scream, shut up! So he said, if you could do that, then you could go. But if you feel, you know, you can't do that, then you shouldn't go. So that's good advice for a dinner, for any shul dinner, and not shul dinner, but I mean other dinners, that, you know, if you're at a position, you're at a table, and people start speaking Lashon Hara, and you can't say, shut up, so then you shouldn't go to the dinner. But the Chavetz Chaim does give some other eitzes about how to do it. But that's, of course, the right way to do it. Okay, so those are two sugyas. I don't know exactly how it puts it together, but the Chavetz Chaim says, also l'kabel Lashon Hara min ha-Torah. There's an Isa de-Raisa, not only for a person who says Lashon Hara, but a person who listens to Lashon Hara is an Isa de-Raisa. And the Chavetz Chaim is going to explain in a minute what does listening to Lashon Hara mean. Does listening to Lashon Hara mean being makabel de Lashon Hara, accepting it, meaning, you know, it's accepted now in my mind, I believe what he said? Or is the Isra of Lashon Hara, even if you're not going to believe it, but just to hear somebody else say Lashon Hara, even if you're not going to believe it, also is the Isra d'Oraisa. That's the Chavetz Chaim is going to declare. So he says, also l'kabel Lashon Hara min ha-Torah, bein shu mi'advarim shebidon l'mokoyim, oy mi'advarim shebidon l'chaveiro. Doesn't make a difference whether it's regarding stama mitzvah between a man and a Kodesh Baruch Hu or a person. Dehainu, so he says, Shaloi namin bilibeinu shasipu hu emes, that we're not allowed to believe that the Lashon Hara that's being told is true. Ki al yidei zeh yevuzeh beinenu mishen emar olav. Because if so, the person who you believe it, now in your mind, you have now, so to say, paskin, that this guy is not a good guy. Because if you believe it, then at this point you've paskin, this guy is not good. And therefore, that's the most serious isur of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara.